I got in a little fight with my television. Actually, it wasn't. My television was on a tour bus bound for I don't know where. There was no real reason to look out the window because that TV delivered that cool, solid ocean sky blue that lets me know that I'm modern with my finger firmly planted on the pulse of these times. And I was one with digital anticipation because I was going to be massively entertained. That satellite was like a giant siphon sucking the greatest entertainment out of the cosmos and spewing it into my lap. I lay back and I caressed the molded plastic remote in my hand. This was my lightning rod, my ATM card, my NASCAR stick shift, my Harriet Tubman underground railway to endless hours of eye-dazzling, ear-throbbing, heart-pumping, goosebump-inducing TV programming. This remote was a lot bigger than mine at home. This was 80 buttons at least. This was like going from a moped to a Harley. I had the ability to fast forward and record and view things in little boxes that were playing elsewhere and play those back with things I had recorded earlier. If I had a favorite celebrity, that TV would say, you better change the channel right now if you want to catch your David Hasselhoff shooting the breeze with RJ Leno in 5 different languages and closed caption for the hearing impaired. What's he saying? What's he saying? It's 2 celebrities talking. I've got to know. In surround sound and enough pixels to shake a stick at, but you won't be shaking any pixels in any sticks, mister. You lay back and you love your TV, but I couldn't get the fucking remote to turn the fucking TV on. I put in new batteries and it still didn't work. I pounded that power button like I was a Republican drilling for oil. I tried different combinations of setting bypass and exit and select and guide and favorite and search and zoom and P-scan and 3D, parental control, V-chip, and tracking and angle, and then a giant wave of insecurity overtook me. Maybe I wasn't good enough for this TV. After all, this wasn't my tour bus. I was just the opening act. That TV was smart. It was going to wait for the headliner to get there, and that's when I made my biggest mistake. I went over looking for the manual on and off button on the TV itself, and that TV burst on and said, what the fuck do you think you're doing? I said, I'm trying to find the on and off button. He says, what do you think? I am an abacus? Are you going to wind me up with a crank or rub 2 sticks together for big'em hot smoke to light 'em fire? Are you not aware of my colossal domain? I can empower, I can destroy, I can re-educate, I can eliminate history, distort facts, bold-faced lie at will. I do it all day long. No one questions me. I can babysit your child. I am God. My Fox News boasts fair and balanced reporting, but it's not a news show at all. It's an entertainment show for far-right neocon political agenda. It deals in fear and hatred, doled out by egocentric spin doctors who care about nothing but their own greedy power. And us fuckers, we take it seriously. It's mind-boggling how stupid we are. I lay back, closed my eyes, and begged for forgiveness. Please don't take my Girls Gone Wild videos away from me. I know that I have offended you. Give me one more chance. Geraldo at Large burst on, and I lay back with my Red Bull and Cheetos. Thank God for redemption. Larry the Cable Guy's up next, and then I'm going to pimp my fucking ride.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.